News. I'm Laura Winters. It's primary day in South Carolina with voters heading to the polls, IVF becoming a campaign issue. Former President Trump campaigning in South Carolina Friday night, saying he strongly supports in vitro fertilization.
I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious little beautiful baby. I support it.
Vice President Kamala Harris responding, the vice president blaming Trump for Alabama becoming the first state to say that frozen embryos qualify as children under state law. Harris speaking in a video posted online.
Donald Trump says that he wants to protect IVF. Don't get distracted from the facts. He literally is the architect of this entire crisis. What happened in Alabama is a direct result of what happened in the United States Supreme Court.
Volkswagen recalling 260,000 cars due to a fire risk. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The car manufacturer indicates that compact cars in the U.S. might experience a fuel leak from a pump inside the gas tank. The recall affects Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportwagon, Jetta, and Audi A3 models that were produced between 2015 and 2020. As of now, no fires have been reported due to the issue. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration implementing more than 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the mysterious death of Russian opposition leader Navalny and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden saying Russian President Vladimir Putin must face consequences for his aggression.
Well, we in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
It's out of this world, the U.S. Back on the moon, USA's Corey Myers with details.
Unmanned robotic lunar lander Odysseus, launched by a private U.S. company, Intuitive Machines, landed on the moon's surface Thursday.
We can confirm, without a doubt, that our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting. So, congratulations, IM team. We'll see how much more we can get from that.
It was the first American mission to land on the moon since Apollo 17 in 1972, and the first private spacecraft ever to make a soft landing there. NASA paid IM $118 million to take six instruments for testing to the moon. ODE was also carrying a part for a future moon telescope.
Former TV talk show host Wendy Williams announcing she has the same form of dementia that actor Bruce Willis is suffering from. The 59-year-old tested after having problems with her memory. This health announcement about Williams' condition comes ahead of the premiere of the documentary Where is Wendy Williams? It will air on Lifetime this weekend. Turning now to entertainment news, Beyoncé making history as the first black woman to achieve a number one hit on the Billboard country charts. Her track, Texas Hold'em, debuting in the top spot on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart this week. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.